This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Wednesday Book Report and a story of duty and loss. First, this. The British general election is tomorrow, with Prime Minister Tony Blair of the Labour Party in the lead. He spoke at a press conference this morning.
Tomorrow, there is a very simple choice before the country. People either wake up on May the 6th with a Labour government or a Conservative government. And the central question in this campaign is which party is best for the future of Britain.
To get a sense of how British voters might choose, Sue Ellicott made the rounds at some eating and drinking establishments in London.
Single pie and single mash, please.
I'll have two pies and single mash, please. Hello.
It's lunchtime at one of London's oldest pie and mash shops, Manz's, in blue-collar Bermondsey, south of Tower Bridge. You can get a big lunch for under $4, though the mashed potato is lumpy.
It's a lot of carbs, yes. Power nap, I need.
Mike Nibenedetto imports furniture for a living. His dad came to England from Naples in Italy in the 1950s, but that was then.
I think there's too many people entering Great Britain. We're not that much of a big country.
Mike won't be voting for Tony Blair's Labour Party. Britain's economy is buoyant, but he's worried Blair is soft on immigration.
Well, Labour is like, help everyone, and there's not enough to go round, and I think at the end of the day, we all end up losing.
Did you ring for callers? Yes, ma'am.
Also at the lunch counter is a group of Cockney oil traders, local boys. One of them orders pie with stewed eels.
The sauce is a bit strange. Eating green sauce is a bit naughty, innit?
Tony Smith finds the three main parties' leaders old, rich and dull. It's a class thing. He and his mate, Phil McKean, want fresh blood.
They all look old school, don't they? Old public school boys and look too old. Wrong image, really.
Got nothing to say, have they?
No,
they're
none of them have, though, have they?
All they say is, we're going to do the opposite to Labour.
Yeah.
They're rubbish.
But here's a popular complaint. Tony Blair and the Conservative Party leader Michael Howard aren't different enough. Both supported an invasion of Iraq. Charles Kennedy, leader of the Liberal Democrats, opposed the war.
Yeah,
election thinks will cut and dry it anyway, so.
Yeah, I don't want Labour in, but they're going to get in, aren't they? So.
You don't want them in, but you think they'll get in?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're like city boys, so we obviously want the Tories, don't we? So we want more money.
It's not money that waitress Hazel Irving is after. It's compassion.
Jack, when did Sean get blown up?
Last year, wasn't
it? Her son Sean was injured by a grenade in a tank in Iraq while on military duty. She's furious he didn't get a medal, yet the tank driver did.
Yankee, come home again. This bloke's such an hero. Two English blokes that were in that tank never got mentioned.
So Tony Blair won't get her vote either. It's going to the extreme right-wing British Nationalist Party.
There's one latte and two Americanos, yes?
10 minutes walk from the pie shop is Bermondsey Market, a foodie's paradise. A coffee here costs as much as a full pie lunch at Manzi's. Guy Barnes is a philosophy student. He plans to vote, but says this campaign was disappointing. And he blames voter apathy on the party's use of focus groups.
The parties are telling us what we want to hear. They're not actually going out there and putting forward their own views. They're just regurgitating the views that we want to hear.
New Labour post as a tacit admission that a slice of the electorate may not want to vote at all because of Blair's war.
A few miles west, across the Thames River, Tony Blair's strategists have been rubbing shoulders with their Conservative Party rivals in central London. The election workers share an unofficial campaign headquarters. This, Starbucks, midway between their two heavily guarded office buildings. I went along to chat with some of them about why voters think their leaders are detached. But, well, neither side seemed desperate to connect.
Excuse me.
That's the sound of a Labour campaign worker walking away from me. I got a little further with a group of Conservative staffers taking a smoking break on the street. But they wouldn't give their names or any sense of how they rate their chances tomorrow.
We're all working very hard up there.
For NPR in London, I'm Sue Ellicott.